Hi, this is Annie, and this is my Spoken Sunday. I'm going to read a short story that I wrote on Friday, its first draft, called Sliver. Farley picked up a sliver of glass from her sleeve and gravely inspected it. The remnants of her skimmer skiff lay shattered around her feet. With her means of escape now destroyed, she crouched and whipped her head around, seeking her assassin. Two more shots glittered their way through her failing shield, her quick reflexes saving her from more serious damage. Farley ignored the sizzling pain of the laser, fluidly drew her weapon and retaliated. Her lips formed a thin line as she heard the faint thud of a body collapsing to the ground. She tapped her wrist, quickly diverting the power from the gravity balancer to boost the protection field around her. She immediately felt the shift in fluidity in her limbs. Dragging leaden feet along the ground, she sought cover amongst the ruins. With her back against a toppled marble column, she reset her weapon's power to stun and furtively looked around where her ship had been brought down. Long vines snaked their way round crumbling statues. Tiny trees thrust themselves between paving stones, testament that nature was reclaiming her space back. Rhythmic clicking intermixed with low guttural growls heralded one of the planet's unpaid wardens. Constantly hungry, the Piran swarmed the jungle in packs, devouring warm-blooded creatures who were too slow to escape their path. Farley cursed an ancient Mongolian, grimly realizing that without her gravity balance fully functional, she would not have the speed to outrun or outmaneuver them, much less find an alternate way off the planet. Counting on the penny-pinching laxness of the governor insisting that assassins worked independently rather than in teams, she reprogrammed her protection field to boost her gravity balance for a short spate. Renewed flexibility and speed allowed Farley to bound over the fallen stones to settle where her attacker had died. She rifled his body for an intact gravity booster and extra weapons before fleeing into the jungle and away from the approaching thunderous growls. Escaping the prison planet was proving a little harder than she'd bargained, but it had only been a few hours. Her bet with the Imperial Guard who captured her allowed her a week. He'd laughed as he'd made the bargain, gifting her with a bruised eye and blooded nose before he'd left. She intended to return the gift with interest. Well, that's my flash fiction for this week. The prompt was, include this in your story. Your main character picks a sliver of glass from their sleeve and gravely inspected it, and then we had to keep writing. That was from a prompt from Write Anything. And if you'd like to see more of my work, pop on over to Annie's Musings on http://annieevert.blogspot.com. I'll catch you next week.